It's Chav Kibbalah Medbeis. I want to talk a little about the Mice of Dama Ben Nesina. It's maybe more of a Inyan of Machshava than Inyan of Halacha, but nevertheless, since the story of Dama Ben Nesina is so famous, I want to plug in, the rest of the story. Every child is taught the story of Dama Ben Nesina at Heichon Kibbut Aveim, that a stone of the ephod was lost, and he had one, but the keys to the chest were under his father's pillow, and he wouldn't wake his father up, and he lost all that money, so that to be mekayim kibbut aveim. So Heichon Kibbut Aveim, it tells the story, and then a year later he got a paraduma, and everyone lived happily ever after. He got his money, and that's the well-known story. And even in that story, it's a pella, because I have an opportunity to make a lot of money, and my children tell me that I could have made money, but they didn't wake me up because they don't want to disturb my sleep for $600,000, maybe even for $600, I would tell them to better wake me up. And Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe in Kiddushin, is matmi on the story, so it doesn't make any sense, the whole story. That you certainly should wake your father up if he wants to be kibbut aveim. When your father wants to be awakened, kibbut aveim is to wake him up. It's not to let him sleep.
Today's daf, there's no such thing as kibbut aveim with a
brother. So I was thinking of you speaking about that here tonight, but I'm sorry, I chose to speak about this. It's a good question. There's no kibbut aveim by a guy. But anyway, my point is that what? Okay. So anyway, my point, Rav Moshe just writes that it doesn't make any sense, the whole story. Must be that the father was not mentally stable. And his father wouldn't want to be awakened, and he still was mechabed him, the tzarchi, and he says at the end, because the story is an interesting story, everyone heard it, but it really, as a matter of halacha, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, that's the story that's well known. I'd like to talk about, the P.S., the rest of the story. The story begins that they lost one of the stones of the Eifai. Taisa says, really, the Chayshin. The question, number one, is how did they lose a stone of the Chayshin? The Chayshin was in the Beis HaMikdash the whole time. Chayin Gadol wore it. Like, how do you lose a stone from the Chayshin? But Derech HaTeva is not something that should happen. You lose a stone of the Chayshin, and you can't find it. The whole thing is a bit strange. And what? Yeah, it could be lost. But this what we're about to say is going to give a little of an explanation of why, if some Min HaShemayim it happened, but why it happened. Now, there's a problem with the Rambam. The Gemara says in Yuma, there's a Sugya Nayin Gimel that says what it said on all the stones. So everyone knows it had the 12 Shvatim on the 12 stones. But the Gemara said it was missing the letter Tzadik and the letter Tes. So it said the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you got the Tzadik. And for the Tes, the Gemara said it says Shiftei Yeshurun. And since it says Shiftei Yeshurun, it was Mamali the Tes. So on it said the Tol Shvatim, the Avos, and the word Shiftei Yeshurun. That's the Perush Gemara in Yuma. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, when he brings it, he says that it was etched into the stones Hashvatim Kitel Daisan Nimsa Kaisev Al Ha'edim Ruvein Val Yoshvei Binyamin. The stones from beginning to end had the Shvatim. Because of Betchila Lamaila Me Ruvein Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, on top of Ruvein stone it said Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Lamata b'Binyamin, and on the Binyamin stone it said Shiftei Ka. So the Mefarshim here, the Kesem Mishnah says, Gemara says Shiftei Yeshurun. Why does the Rambam say Shiftei Ka? It said Shiftei Yeshurun to Gemara on the stones, and the Rambam says it's just Shiftei Ka. So the Kesem Mishnah says Mitzara Daichik. He says maybe you have to say, look, it's just missing the letter Tes. So it just has to say Shiftei something. So it could say Shiftei Yeshurun, it could say Shiftei Ka. So maybe the Rambam holds it doesn't matter exactly how it says it. But it's also daichi. The Gemara says shifti yeshurim. So that's a second issue that needs a hesber. And the name Yeshurun, which is a name Kras Shema Yisrael Vishurun, it says in the Siddur someplace. I don't remember where. No, Kras Shema Yisrael Vishurun. Where is it in the Siddur? Karbanis, yeah, okay, just testing. Anyway, Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurun. How many places in the Torah is Klal Yisrael called Yeshurun? Three places. All three places are at the end of Dvarim, in Hazinu, and twice in Zayis HaBracha. In Hazinu it says V'yishven Yeshurun V'yivat, and in Zayis HaBracha it says V'yibishurun Melech and Ein Kekel Yeshurun. So it says, it's a funny thing, it's the name of Klal Yisrael, and it says it Dafka all the way at the end. Why does it say Dafka all the way at the end if it's the name of Klal Yisrael? It's strange that the name doesn't get used until the end of the whole thing. So there's a Chassam Sefer, they printed the Chassam Sefer's notes on Yerushalmi Yuma, where it talks about this story I'm about to tell you. Just the Hagdama is, there's a Ramban in the beginning of Devarim. The Ramban says when you find new names for people or for Klal Yisrael, it shows a change in the person. For example, Yainasan, Yainasan, David's friend, Yainasan, is spelled Yudvav Nun Saf Nun. After the story of Yainasan and David, the Machar Chaydish story, where Yainasan says he gives the Malchus to David, it's spelled Yainasan. From there on, it's spelled Yud Hei Vav Nun Saf Nun. So Ramban's Yisayid, his names are changed when someone reached a bigger Madrega, or it could be a lower Madrega. A name in Tanakh has changed. Yainasan became more chashiv, so he's called Yainasan. He got a letter of Hashem's name added to his name. Or David is spelled in Divrei Yamin with a Yud, Dalet Vav Yud Dalet. So it's the same idea that afterwards he reached a higher Madrega and adds a letter. So the Ramban says, Beferish Yeshurun came later. It's a marshal for this. The name Yeshurun is a higher Madrega. It doesn't explain. The explanation that they bring is Yeshurun is the Lashon of Yashuas, of Yashuv Atayv. Rashi says on Vasisa Yashuv Atayv that Tayv is Bene Hashem, and Yashar, the word Yashar is used for when a person behaves, Bene Bene Adam. He's honest, he's straight, he behaves with people in a straight way. Yeshurun is Klal Yisrael. It's true, the context of a Yishmael Yisrael is not a complimentary context. But nevertheless, it refers to Klal Yisrael. And the Yeshurun there is a reference to Klal Yisrael after the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar that died out in the Midbar, they fought with Moshe Rabbeinu all the time. They got into fights all the time. They didn't deserve the name Yeshurun. At the end of the 40 years, this was already the generation ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So this generation deserved the name Yeshurun. They were more Rabbein Abrius with Moshe Rabbeinu and with the others in a more complete way. Yeshurun is a name that you deserve when you reach a certain level. And it could be that's why in Yom Kippur we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Umachalon L'Shiftei Yeshurun. The higher level on the Mechila is when you deserve the name Shiftei Yeshurun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel. Hashem is not Meichel. If a person is not Meichel, you, Hashem is not Meichel. Machlan l'shiftei Yeshurun. But at any rate, the point that's made is that Yeshurun is a darga of somebody who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bein Adam L'Chaveray stands out. So that's the Yeshurun. Now Yeshurun, the name Shiftei Yeshurun was on Shevet Binyamin. Tosfos on Chaf Aleph and Aleph brings from the Yerushalmi that Binyamin had Shiftei Yeshurun. Why Binyamin? The same thing. The other Shvatim were involved in fighting. There was fighting between Yosef and the other 10 Shvatim. Binyamin was the Mor Ben Abrius. So Binyamin got the name Shiftei Yeshurun. So Shiftei Yeshurun in the Ephod is a sign of a higher darga, a higher level in interaction in a person's Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So the Yerushalmi says that here in the Bavli it says they lost the stone of the Ephod. Which stone was lost? So Tosfos HaChavdalah brings that it was the Yashveh stone. It was Punk Yenna stone that was lost. Pamachas Nevda Yashveh Shel Binyamin. That's the Lashon of the Rishalmi. Amru Man Islay Tova de Kavasei. Who has a good stone like this? Amru Dama Ben Asina. So the Dama Ben Asina story was when the Yashveh stone was lost. Punk this stone. Why was it lost? That's a some cipher. Because in the Bayis Sheni, the Aver was Sinas Chinam. The Aver of the Bayis Sheni was an Aver of an Odom HaChaver. Bayis Rishon was Gilei Arayis, Avay Dezar, and Shvichas Damin. But the Bayis Sheni was the Aver of an Odom HaChaver. So, Min HaShemayim, the Shifte Yeshura name was lost from the Chayshin. Klai Yisrael no longer deserved the title Shifte Yeshura. And therefore the stone was lost. And they had to go around and find a new stone. So they found a new Yashveh stone. And that's what the Rambam writes, that they wrote Shiftei Ka. Because they understood, it's not normal that you're going to lose a stone. I mean, people don't lose. Somebody will tell you the engagement ring, the diamond fell off. It doesn't happen too often. And that's a ring that you take everywhere. And here, it's only one. Where's it one? Only in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kohen Gadol. So it's not normal. It was Chutzpah Derech HaTeva. They understood that the stone was lost because of they didn't deserve the title Shiftei Yeshurun. And that's from where the Rambam gets this idea. It's really based on Shtekon Yerushalmi also, that in the Bayis Sheni, they didn't write, when it was lost, they didn't write Shiftei Yeshurun anymore. They put in the name Shiftei Ka as a simon to the fact that they understood they didn't deserve the Shiftei Yeshurun anymore. So it's very geschmack that the story that teaches us the highest madrega Beron Lachaveroi in Kibbut Avaim at least is Dafka from that Aphite stone. Dafka there, where Klal Yisrael was not deserving in their Beron Lachaveroi. So Rabbi Hashem said, you know what? I'll show you to learn Kibbut Avaim from a guy. We'll learn from a guy the way people have to be able to interact one with the other. So this whole episode is the, I guess, the rest of the story of the of Dama ben Asina. And what? Oh, so Moshe, Moshe Zakheim thinks I'm a tremendous lamdin. I'm saying this whole shtickle Torah to come back to answer Ramesh's kasha. Why Dama ben Asina? Why it's not Kibbut Avaim? Not the way I could be a father. So Mustama had some tifa machshava. I really didn't. I meant to say Ramosha's kasha, and then to tell you this whole story about the Yashveh stone. But maybe it does answer the kasha. I'm just not sure how. But anyway, this is the story of it. It's just interesting that KAJ, the Yeki Kehillah, took on the name Kala Das Yeshurun. I think the Yashus by them is the. The Glatkeit is one of the hallmarks of the community. It's just something that was the Kavanah from the beginning, but it's nice to notice it, this idea of Yeshurun. Okay, it's Hashem, we should all be Zaycha to the name Yeshurun once again, Bekarav. Good Shabbos to everybody.